A Jewish Journal article. New report highlights anti-Semitism in the entertainment industry. Creative Community for Peace, CCFP, released their first ever report on July 19, highlighting various incidents of anti-Semitism that have been plaguing the entertainment industry. The report, which spans 20 pages, shares various examples of anti-Semitic incidents that have occurred in the different corners of entertainment. The entertainment industry is rather insular and tend to listen to people they know they trust, CCFP director Ari Engel told the Journal in a phone interview. So to really have an impact in the entertainment industry, you have to be working within the industry. Engel, himself an entertainment attorney and music manager, said that 2.5 years, CCFP realized they needed to be more impactful in educating people in the industry about rising anti-Semitism, and this report is an extension of that. Anti-Semitism among athletes came to the forefront in July 2020, when wide receiver DeSean Jackson expressed support for Nation of Islam, NOI, leader Louis Farrakhan. Jackson has since apologized, but various other athletes defended Jackson's initial comments. Engel pointed to how Jackson's comments were spread to his millions of fans on social media. It shows you these guys have a lot of influence and they're impacted by people like Louis Farrakhan, and them regurgitating and posting this stuff has an impact, he said. Regarding Farrakhan, Engel said that those in the black community and in the inner cities have a certain affinity for him, because Farrakhan and the NOI provided social services and schooling in the inner cities when the government wasn't. What I don't think they realize, though, is the anti-Semitism that he spews and the vitriol that he spews about the Jewish people, Engel said, adding that Farrakhan's words now have wider impact thanks to social media. So you have football players, you have basketball players, you have artists in the music industry that are hearing these things. Engel pointed to Revolt TV, founded by rapper Sean Diddy Combs, broadcasting Farrakhan's July 4th speech in 2020 as the event that preceded the Jackson incident, as well Chelsea Handler sharing a clip of a Farrakhan speech on social media, thus creating a loop of essential hatred. Some TV shows have promulgated anti-Semitic stereotypes as well. The report points to Netflix's Umbrella Academy, which features a villain depicted as a lizard person, who disguises himself as a human, and an organizer of evil forces who speaks Yiddish, among other languages. These character traits echo the anti-Jewish conspiracy theories of former soccer player and BBC sportscaster David Icke, who has written books claiming that many prominent Jews are actually secret lizard people seeking world domination, the CCFP report stated. The report also documents instances of anti-Semitic treatment in Hollywood, pointing to Stranger Things star Winona Ryder recounting how she was called an oven dodger by Mel Gibson and was passed over for a movie role because she looked too Jewish. In the music industry, former Pink Floyd bassist Roger Waters is infamous for his vocal support of the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement, as well as for putting a Star of David on a flying pig during his concerts. But the report also noted that Waters played an animated video during one of his concerts of Israel dropping bombs in the shape of Stars of David and dollar signs, and that he pressured a Pink Floyd cover band not to perform in Israel in 2019 by claiming that the people you intend to entertain are executing their neighbor's children, shooting them down in cold blood every day. Engel said that the overwhelming majority of American Jews are Zionists, so when the BDS crowd demonizes Israel as being colonialist, apartheid, and white supremacist, then, all of a sudden you're supporting apartheid, genocide, ethnic cleansing, white supremacy, and that causes anti-Semitism here at home. Engel said that various examples behavior against various minority communities that were once viewed as okay, 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago, are no longer viewed as such, except when it comes to Jews. As the saying goes, Jews don't matter, Engel said. And we're still seeing instances where you can say things about Jews and there's no one marching the streets, no one's getting fired, and it's not making mainstream media. But in other persecuted minorities, it's major incidents and they would never even go there. The report concludes with a series of recommendations for the entertainment to combat anti-Semitism in the industry, suggesting that companies in the industry adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, bring on anti-Semitism experts to their diversity, equity and inclusion day teams, and provide training to their staff members on anti-Semitism. The report also recommends that TV and film companies adopt the Tevi test, based on author and educator Ben M. Freeman's work in the representation of Jewish people in the media. Freeman has developed the Tritomy of Jewish Representation, in how Jews are portrayed in entertainment, funny secular Jews, who create humor through non-threatening Jewish stereotypes, murdered Jews, centers on Jewish death, destruction and trauma, and bad Orthodox Jews, refers to the demonization of Jews via stereotypes, and in particular, Orthodox Jews and traditional Judaism, which are depicted as contradictory to Western values. This report shows how much work needs to be done within our industry, Engel said in a statement. For instance, usually unaware, streaming platforms, television shows, and films disseminate and promulgate anti-Semitic tropes. In a society that's increasingly become more sensitive to fair and accurate representation, the impact on Jews often doesn't count.